My name is Jamie Malone. Today is April 9th, 2008, and this is my third podcast on children's literature. This specific podcast is focusing on measurement, in which there is an ample source of books for children. The particular book I analyzed was called A Second is a Hiccup, written by Hazel Hutchins and illustrated by Caddy McDonald Denton. This is a child's book of time which helps children understand different measures of time, for example, a second, a minute, a week, a year, etc. This book does not contain a storyline, however, it does a wonderful job of differentiating between certain measurements of time. The book provides multiple examples of different time units, which are easy for kids to relate to. A specific example from the story can clearly show how kids can use examples from their own life to understand time concepts. How long is a day? 24 hours by the clock. Starting when the sun comes up, a day needs filling, like a cup. Hiccups, kisses, songs, and showers, lots of trees and lots of flowers. Breakfast, lunch, and snack and dinner, play some games and cheer the winner. Draw a picture, read a book, tell a joke, and learn to cook. Watch the sunshine fade away, fall asleep, and that's a day. In the story, each time the author introduces a new unit to discuss, she asks a question. For example, how long is a second? She then uses rhyming examples from everyday life to measure the specific unit. As the story progresses, Hutchins gradually increases units of time. She begins the story by defining a second, continues with a minute, hour, day, week, month, and finally she ends by describing a year. The book is particularly helpful for kids of different levels. Each unit is described in mathematical language, for example, 12 months together make a year, as well as using specific day-to-day examples, such as a second is a hiccup or the time it takes to kiss your mom. Children can clearly see the progression of time and are given a beginning to measuring different units of time. The structure of the book is very kid-friendly and entertaining, as well as extremely informative and interesting. The story isn't too wordy, however, the lyrics are easy for students to grasp and relate to. The method of asking a question then giving the answer by providing specific examples helps students understand. The illustrations are clear and creative. Each picture goes along with the words, providing students another way to relate to the mathematical concept of time. These illustrations provide examples of daily activities that fit within a given amount of time. This book is a great tool to support math instruction. A teacher can have students list other activities or chores that fit within the given time unit. Another activity could consist of students using the breakdown of different time units and list even more activities that fit in the time period. A related book about time is also very helpful. The Grouchy Ladybug by Eric Carle uses different methods to understanding time. The story includes different activities to tell time, similar to Hutchins' book, however, it also uses clocks to tell time and for students to visualize these concepts. The book A Second is a Hiccup, written by Hazel Hutchins, is a very helpful resource for students learning time.